blow your whistle, freight train. Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I'm green coming back. I'd rather be some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city.
Welcome back. Getting close to that campfire, get some Thomas coffee. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, coming from a remote in the Butte. That's the Volker Wagner giggling. Coming from our radio remote from Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri, down in the beautiful, beautiful Missouri Ozarks. Invite everybody to come down and enjoy the Ozarks. What a beautiful, beautiful place to be this morning. Hey, Volker Wagner?
It is magnificent.
We couldn't have got a better morning for doing the remote outside on the parking lot. Birds are singing. What a sunrise this morning.
Magnificent.
We had that Thomas coffee brewing about, what was it, about 5:30 already. Cooking, man.
I got
stuff.
To smell it. I got to smell it. It was great.
Yeah, he still can't have coffee. We got another guest here with us. We've been promoting the Missouri Ozarks. We had a really bad flood 2017, and we invite all the folks to come down and spend that money in the Ozarks. Let's do a little intro here, Matty G, before we introduce this next guy. This is also for you, Kevy Kev. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Hello, Matty G.
There's no music
on that?
No, I just had to rejoin the call.
Okay, so what would you like me to do? As we are live, baby. We don't have no music. I thought I put it in there. You mean I messed that one up, Matty G?
I'm looking, but I don't see it in there.
Oh, man, I want to play it. Could you find it while I start talking to him, and then we'll we play it? Because we got
it. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see if I can't get it for you.
I know that you can. Yes, boys and girls, we're having fun. Hey, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, especially with remote and live radio, as we know. And we have this special, special intro that Jim's pretty used to. We're going to be visiting with Jim Anderson from Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Uh-oh, did I hear something? Listen there. There it is. That's for you, too. We told Kevy Kev last night on our radio show here that if he goes to the river, he might hear a little banjo, Jim Anderson.
Yeah, that's very true.
Very true. That's Jim Anderson. Shady. Well, hey, what's with the whiskers, Mayor? Mayor of Eminence?
Well, it's our sesquicentennial year. It's our 150th anniversary of moving the town of Eminence to its present location. We have to grow beards and grow our hair out.
Wow. You're looking good. Like the little leather suspenders and the plaid shirt. You're looking good this morning.
But, Ray, I'll never be as handsome and humble as you are.
So. People try. It just doesn't work. I like the cap. How did you get that cap? Scenic Rivers Guide Service. I think I know that guy.
Well, I happened to pick him up for him. So when he opened the box, I was standing there hoping to get one.
You did.
He saw my hungry-looking face, I guess.
That's awesome. Matty G, thank you so much for that banjo music. It just wouldn't be the same introducing Mr. Jim Anderson, the mayor of Eminence, if we didn't have a little banjo picking. You ought to have seen Kevy Kev perk up over here when that banjo went ting, 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 ting. He's going to hear that today on the river, too. First of all, tell us about what you do and about the town of Eminence and why people should come to the Ozarks.
Well, Eminence, a town of 600 people. It's a quaint, old-fashioned kind of a town. We have six or eight resorts, three or four big campgrounds. We've got room for you. We have, this time of year, of course, floating the rivers is far and away the most popular activity. And local canoe outfitters offer canoes, tubes, kayaks, and rafts. And, you know, we put a lot of people on the river every day.
You know, years and years, it was always canoes, but these kayak things are really taking off, aren't they? I've seen loads of them when I was coming down.
That's true. You know, I think canoes are less popular every year, and kayaks are more popular, and rafts.
Yeah, sure seems that way. Got a lot of the springs around the area, the big springs, and just kind of take the people through some of the things. Well, we got wild horses and some of the things they can see and do.
Well, we have lots of things. There's four major large springs in the Eminence area. Sightseeing is a large part of our draw. We have wild horses. There's Missouri's Wild Elk Herd is at nearby Peck Ranch. There's canoeing, tubing, kayaking, backpacking, hiking, bicycling, mountain biking at Echo Bluff State Park. There's lots of things to do. Yeah. If you're interested in the outdoors, Eminence, Missouri is the place for you.
And when you say rivers, you've got gin clear water on a lot of these places.
That's Wilger's big word for the day, gin clear. Did you hear that?
Gin clear. I mean, it's just amazing
spring
to see.
Spring fed.
Spring fed. Just beautiful.
Well, from Eminence, you can get, you got the Jack's Fork and the Current River, and just north of you guys, you got the Big Piney, and then on south, you got the 11 Point. There's lots of waterways.
There are.
Lots of waterways. And if they need a good place to stay, where can they go, Jim Anderson?
They can go to Shady Lane Cabins in Eminence.
Yeah, imagine that. Give us a website.
ShadyLaneCabins.com.
Yeah, easy to do, right?
Yes, sir.
You got cabins and a motel, and that house we stayed in was awesome. Why can I never remember the name of the house you put us in?
Stories Creek Manor.
Thank you. Well, I can never remember that. Boy, that's a nice place. Well, I know the girl. We did the media hunt, and the girls stayed there. They loved that. They didn't want to leave.
Yep, that's true.
Nice, big, roomy place. We had all kinds of good food in there. Man.
And we have a laundromat. We have RV sites. My wife runs Captain Jack's Coffee House on the front lot with espressos and a few baked goods every day.
That's awesome. Got everything. Give that website out again.
ShadyLaneCabins.com. Yeah. Check it out. And if you see something you like, give us a call at 573-226-3893.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Eye on the Outdoors. You only hear it here on the Eye on the Outdoors. We have the Mayor of Eminence with us this morning. And appreciate you coming down and joining us. And just what a beautiful day to be out, huh? What a great day to be alive, right?
You can't beat this.
I bet you had a beautiful drive coming down this morning, didn't you?
I did. I did.
Nothing like it. All right. We're going to take a little break here, Matty G. Shall we do this and go to the other side? And we'll be right back. Right, Vogler, Vogler?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll see you on the other side. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt I